Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I refuse to go quietly into the night. I refuse to not have indignation and evil. I look at this case up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com where neighbors said they smell marijuana, so the cops come, bust in. Good, hardworking parents take their little two-year-old daughter. She gets beat up, torn up, evidence of torture, abuse. And they were trying to keep her up in the demonic Williamson County, but they do this everywhere. For marijuana, for recreational use of marijuana, and the judge that took that child and did it is just as guilty as the woman that they've now arrested and are charging with beating the girl's brains out. Go ahead and make your excuses. You people make me sick. Catherine Albrecht, I'm sorry I went off on a jag. I saw this article. I read about it. I watched the newscast during a break. And it physically made me beyond angry. But I guess that's a good thing, because now I can probably work till midnight tonight without a break. I mean, we need to, where is the instinct? I mean, I saw a commenter there in the comments saying, you know, the founding fathers would have burned down all these facilities and hung all these people. And I'm not calling for that, but they're burning down our liberties. How much of this are we going to take? Catherine, are you seeing all the cases now where the cops will just shoot somebody for no reason just because they feel like it, and then they're being defended? I mean, this is demonic.
Yeah, we're getting to a place where human life is not worth much. And I think a lot of that is, I hate to say it, I think it's video games. I think it's media. I think it's the fact that the average person, by the time they hit 18, has seen, you know, hundreds of thousands of murders in cold blood right in front of them. And we're absorbing poison, you know, garbage in, garbage out. We're absorbing poison. One of the things I decided to do, I don't know, more than 10 years ago, was get rid of my TV, you know, stop absorbing it. And it was amazing, because not only did it stop all of those creepy feelings, you know, when you're home alone at night and you hear a noise or you're lying in your bed. I don't have that anymore. I don't have those awful nightmares I used to have. I don't have any of that. And the other thing, it also makes you not believe the lies that there's a terrorist under every rock. You know, when I travel and I'm in an airport and I, you know, look up and there's the CNN camera, it's always trying to scare you with something. And I look at that and I'm like, this is such nonsense. People believe this. But if you live on a steady diet of consuming that all day long, oh, there's terrorists. Oh, you need the government to protect you.
Well, you want to get into the fantasy land. It's like a three-year-old believing My Little Pony's real. But the adults really buy into this.
Well, they do, because I think it's, in a way, it's reassuring, you know, that I my own life is crazy. I've lost my home. You know, people are going through tough stuff. So as they think how terrible their own lives are, they want to think that there's some big, strong parent in charge. And I think that's one of the reasons they buy into all of this, because this argument that, you know, the Homeland Security is going to keep you safe. Well, things may be going to hell around me. I may have lost my marriage and my home and my job and my everything else, but at least I've got, you know, big mommy or big sister or big brother or daddy out there looking out for me and man, kicking butt overseas.
Oh, man,
you know?
And liberals that believe in government are the ones that really get fed on by these CPS and people, because they don't know how deadly it is.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. And they're the ones who tend to want to go into that line of work and actually want to be part of it. And then once they get in there, they discover how corrupt it is. And the system either spits them out or they just conform to it. It's just like politics. You know, you get yourself elected on the local level, you can make some change. But getting elected on any kind of large scale, you know, federal level, you're either going to conform or you're going to get spit out. Unless, of course, you're Ron Paul. I think he's got some special kind of spiritual dispensation to be able to swim with the sharks and not become one and not get eaten. But everybody else, it seems like even with the best of intentions, they get out there. And then they just become a part of the system.
I agree. We're going to come back, take a few calls, and get into the cancer issue. But we have to make a break with it. We have to decide we're against it and decide that's what we value. And stop going along with peer pressure when the peer pressure is not conformity to common law and a good culture, but conformity to a culture of synthetic death. A culture designed to rewrite humanity. A culture designed in the mind of Satan. I'm Alex Jones. Dr. Catherine Albrecht's our guest. Hear phone calls and more straight ahead.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to your phone calls with Dr. Catherine Albrecht. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Let's talk to Chad in Florida. You're on the air. What's your question or comment for our guest, sir?
I have a question about biometric scanners. We just got one installed in work, and they want to take my fingerprint. And if they don't get my fingerprint, then I can't work. And I haven't done it yet. Unfortunately, I've been off work for an injury. And I'm just wondering, how do I fight this? How do I stop this?
I think you go to the top people in the company and you explain why it's dehumanizing, how the biometrics can be stolen later, how it's part of a plan to make you do that to get on the internet for internet ID worldwide and as a tool of control. That's been the official plan. Catherine?
Yeah, you know, it's hard once they've already picked a vendor and they've already invested in the technology. I have talked to literally scores of people who have contacted me and said, my company is doing something like this. Some companies even doing like vein scannings or full hand scans. Now they're even talking about doing iris scanning in some of these companies.
Oh, no, that's going in colleges and high schools now.
You got it. Well, of course, because if you can get the kids ready to accept it, then once they become employees, they don't even blink. Then it's easy to scan them. So this generation, I think, is the resistant generation while they work on our kids and get them, you know, showing fingerprints to get food. Talk about Pavlovian.
By the way, the Violence Policy Center about 12 years ago in the paper said, it doesn't matter what Mr. Jones does when I caught bribery going on. They said in the paper, we've got your kids.
That sounds just like Hitler, doesn't it?
Yeah, but imagine exactly the arrogance of, we've got your kids. In the
Yeah, well, that was Hitler's whole thing. You know, I don't care about you grown-up Germans because I've got the Hitler youth, and we're Naziizing your kids, and that's all that matters because that's the future. You'll grow old and die. Who cares about you? So I wish I had a better answer for this. I have not seen too many people successfully go up against their company's policies on things like this and actually succeed. One of the things that I would recommend for really anybody out there, see if there's a way that you can work for a small, independent, privately owned, family-owned company, or better yet, start your own private
family-owned
company.
Yeah, we've got to try to only shop with small or medium-sized or family regional stuff, that, and then communicate with those companies and say, I want you to hire locally. I want you to be anti-Big Brother. I want to work with you.
Exactly. So I think we need to be supporting those kinds of businesses that do the right thing. We need to be boycotting the kinds of businesses that treat their employees in this particular way and help to further this ugly thing that's coming. And, you know, I have to say I've worked for myself, or I've worked for private schools. I've worked for small, independent, you know, I've always kind of done my own thing, and I've never been asked to do anything like that. I realize it's a lot to ask for people to think about completely changing, you know, their entire lives.
And again, some say, what's wrong with this? We're not bad. It's that the people designing the major architecture do have a bad aim, a total cashless society, folks. And ask why your churches aren't speaking out against it, because they're on the globalist payroll. Thank you so much for the call. Great question. Okay, who's up next here, guys? Who should we go to next? Joshua in California, you're on the air.
Hi, I have a couple things. One, I wanted to ask Catherine about Start Mail. I remember a couple times ago when you were on, you mentioned that you were starting that up, and I know you kind of just briefly touched on it, said that it was in beta stages, and I was wondering, when are we going to look at seeing that going into effect so that anybody can use it?
I can't wait. I'm so excited. I just got my Start Mail account this week. So we are currently in beta, meaning that 100 people internally actually have Start Mail accounts, and we're emailing each other on them right now as we speak. Our next phase is going to be to roll it out to people who do QA analysis, quality control kinds of things, and then we're going to roll it out to all the beta testers who've signed up. I am noticing, I'm actually on the website, and they're probably going to kill me for mentioning this, Alex, but I probably should say it. We decided at an executive meeting last Thursday to shut down the beta because we have more people than we really, you know, I mean, we've got enough. We have 45,000 people signed up to be beta testers for Start Mail. Once we close that, and we decided at the meeting last week, we're closing it. It's going to go away. So I just now clicked up and realized that they haven't actually done it yet. So there's still time to slip in under the wire. If people go to startmail.com and sign up and click the box that says beta, then you will be the first to actually get a 3-month trial of Start Mail and kick the tires and get it before anybody else gets it.
Well,
you'll also get first dibs at a good email address. Sorry, Alex?
No, I was saying that's fantastic. Thank you, caller, for the question. In fact, I wanted to raise this since you mentioned it. Feds are suspects in new malware that attacks anonymity, and then it goes into basically, in this Wired magazine, the feds are believed to be loading on services. It doesn't mention Start Page, but it mentions some of the other groups out there on the company Freedom Hosting, hacking in and loading this to try to track people that are trying to surf with anonymity. And again, this shows this stuff works to do this, that they would be trying something like that.
What's so cool about Start Mail, Alex, is that it's fully PGP encrypted. So even if they were able to load something and capture the stream, it would take them multiple supercomputers, multiple years to decrypt even just one message. So this means that if you have Start Mail, when you have your Start Mail account and I have mine and I want to email you, I just check a little box that says encrypt this. And behind the scenes, it's some of the most powerful encryption ever created. And in fact, we're totally cutting edge because we have this new thing called perfect forward secrecy, which means that if they actually devoted the time to get your PGP code decrypted, that they would only be able to read that one message, not all the other messages that you've sent. And we're the only company that's offering that right now on the Internet, so it's pretty amazing. But what it means is that you, if you have Verizon or Comcast or AT&T, we know for a fact that the government is scarfing up all of the data flowing through there. But if they scarf up an encrypted start mail message, all they will get is a bunch of encrypted gobbledygook. Even if they put a van outside your house and captured it as it flowed onto the Internet from your residence or your office, they would still have to decrypt it. So it's extraordinarily powerful encryption, and we've designed it specifically. One of the reasons that we got slowed down by 6 months is because of, well, not 6 months, about 3 months, was because of the Ed Snowden revelations. Because
I understand you guys are really trying to create, and I'm going to have you on about that, a full interview just about it, something that really works. Let's go to some more phone calls here. Alex in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, buddy. Great work today. I have three inquiries, but first, if all this is true, what you are saying, the Big Brother surveillance psyop state, supercomputers with predictive algorithms and all the way down the rabbit hole.
Well, sorry, I mean, it is true. I mean, it's on record.
Been strategically coded as part of their hack, and the best thing to do is curveball nonstop.
Well, I'm not a hacker. I just know what the globalists and what top people say about the systems from you know, just a general knowledge. So I don't know what a curveball is.
Well, just like make your lifestyle and your plans more erratic to kind of trick the computers.
Absolutely. But they again, they track mass movements of that. They put out this info saying, mess up the machine, saying Al-Qaeda and bomb. You mess
can,
up...
Can I?
Yeah, go ahead. You mess
Can
up the
I
machine.
Can I say something to this? Because here's the thing that makes me crazy, Alex. I've been doing this, as you pointed out, for 14 years. What makes me crazy is that people want to come up with really complicated ways to fight back. And then they're the very people, and I'm not referring to this particular caller, but oftentimes the people who are trying to find these far-out ways to fight back are doing stupid stuff like having toll transponders on their cars, not paying for their groceries and their food and their basic necessities with cash, using credit cards, participating in Facebook, posting their every move on Facebook, treating it as though it were an email program, writing private messages to people, using Gmail and Yahoo email, using Google as their search engine, and yet then they want to go out and do some fancy thing and live off the grid or go get survival food. And I'm like, dude, there's so much easier things that you need to do first. And then once you've completely just done the easy, low-hanging fruit, then at that point, now let's talk about some deeper and more complicated things you need to do. But I feel like people are trying to make it harder than it has to be.
Sure,
you've
sure.
got
just
the
to finish,
answers right in front of you.
Sure, sure. Just to finish my point, that's all a government disinfo op to say bomb, say Al-Qaeda. They put out this pressure cooker raid over people Googling pressure cookers to make people think they're actually trying to stop terror. It's on record to make sure their money laundering operations don't get stopped, to make sure their criminal operations don't get stopped, to get corporate intel to feed to select groups to corner the market. And that's all come out. So that's what the NSA does. They don't deal with Al-Qaeda. They run Al-Qaeda. That's on record. So, sir, I appreciate your call. But I do think that it's important to vary your life anyways and not be so stagnant. But I agree. Why do we then try to put super glue on our thumb so when we go thumb scan at the DPS, they don't have our right thumbprint? Well, yeah, do that, but also fight to have it removed, pointing out it's being used for a global database. Catherine?
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you. There are technical solutions, practical solutions, political solutions, and we've hit a point in our society. We've got to be on top of all of them. You know, even in my own community, I just read in the paper that they're going to start having roadside check, you know, stopping us. Which, yeah, I guess the Supreme Court said that they can do that. These are these sobriety checkpoints. But you know, I'm already thinking. I turned to my husband. I said, I'm not going to roll down my window. I'm going to print out a little thing. And I'm going to have it in my car, and I'm going to hold it up to my sealed window and say, am I free to go? And I'm not going to roll down my window. I'm not going to speak to them. And, you know, this is it's resistance. It's legal resistance. I'm not required to roll down my window and speak to these people. But I asked my husband, I said, if I wind up in jail, are you going to bail me out? Are you going to support me? He said, absolutely, I'll join you.
Absolutely. You know, so and now they're doing stuff that's like killing you as a punishment. And this tyranny is very, because in Iraq, they'll just spray a whole family on record if they look at them wrong. And then and the contractors will get naked and run to the streets shooting up people's cars for fun. That's come out. I mean, this is madness. Not saying no to government.
And we have the First Amendment, and we have the right to free assembly and free speech, and we can stand in a corner and hold a sign, or we can talk back to the cops in a way that is, you know, legal and appropriate. And you know, I'm not a big believer in being rude, so I'm going to be very polite as I hold my little sign up. But if I get stopped in a sobriety checkpoint, I don't want sobriety checkpoints in my town, so I'm going to resist on the individual level, and then I'm writing letters to our local paper, and I'm going to show up at the next city council meeting, and I'm going to say I don't believe that this is appropriate in our community. So, you know, you've got to do things to respond to this.
Sure.
You know, there's another piece too. Figure out what streets they're on and don't drive on those streets. There's practical things that you can do.
Well, what I do to warrantless checkpoints when I find out about them is I get in my car with a camera crew and go out and tell the cops, you know what you're doing is unconstitutional. That's why they then, myself and others, got in their faces and there were lawsuits over it. And then the state had to pass another law saying don't do that. But now they're back trying it again. But let me get to a few final calls here because I want to get briefly into the whole cancer thing. I want to move quick, get quick questions in and then quick answer here so you can say a little bit about what you experienced with the cancer. But my point about DynCorp and Halliburton and then XE and before that Blackwater and all the crazy things they get caught doing, no one will say no to them. There's no resistance to their tyranny, so they go crazy and do outrageous, insane stuff. That's my point. And so my question is, where are the people saying no to all this? Tom in Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to thank you for having the former soldier on your show today. You had a policeman a couple of weeks ago who had won an award from a sheriff's association that respects the Constitution.
Stan Lynn.
I can't tell you how important I think that is. Also, as a retired police officer, I want you to know that my former colleagues and I and many others, some that are still active, we took our oath to accept our duty to uphold the Constitution as a sacred obligation. That's written in Maryland law. And further in our oath was to accept that to defend the Constitution was the greatest honor to be bestowed upon any man. And I know there are those out there, and believe me, we share your concerns. We see it. We recognize it when we see it. I don't know where some of these new recruits are coming from, but there are still plenty of us who do believe in that oath that we swore to uphold.
No, sir, I hear you, and good police are just some of the best people out there. I know what's happening. The general population is going insane, and so you're going to have police that the public think are above the law that go even more insane. That's the historical paradigm. Catherine, any comments to what he said?
No, I'm right there with you. I really believe in the rule of law. I just wish that we had more upholding of the law, to be honest. I mean, you take a look at Edward Snowden and the people he outed as being in direct violation of the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. That's where I'd like to see, you know, the people who've sworn their sacred honor to uphold the Constitution to step in and say, yeah, that's not legal. That's not right. So, yeah, I'm a big believer in laws, and I'm a big believer in following the laws. I just wish we'd see a little bit more of that.
Thank you, sir, for the call. I don't know if I can get to other callers like Ashley and John and Jason and Jan, because I skipped this network break. I got about 8 minutes left with Catherine Albrecht. Get into your experience with breast cancer, and I guess the term you use is full remission now, or correct me if I'm wrong. And then your concern, because all we ever hear is, you know, there are no good establishment treatments. And I think, you know, statistically, they still are dangerous and don't work a lot of the time, but they do work some of the time. And clearly, the people out there that I hear saying, we've got a pill with some vitamins that will knock out your cancer. I mean, in some rare cases, it might be a good treatment. It might actually help. Undoubtedly, it helps, but we're going to end up killing people if we claim that there's some magic, you know, Rife machine. I mean, I've refused that advertising forever or whatever. You know, these quack groups claiming they've got magic light bulb machines and things that are going to heal people.
Yeah, you know, I spent, first you need, you know my background, I don't know if the listeners do, but I've got a doctorate from Harvard University, so I'm a pretty good researcher, that's the one thing that they train you how to do, and when you get breast cancer, and you get the kind of breast cancer that I had, which put me so close to the edge of becoming stage four that it was terrifying, then all of those research skills, I brought all of them to bear, my husband as well. He's also a Harvard-trained researcher. So the two of us really devoted ourselves full-time for about a year and a half to doing nothing but researching cancer. And we have every book, every tape, every video, every promise, every, you know, snake oil, everything out there, as well as everything that the conventional world can do. And I asked him before I was going to come on the air today, I said, you know, honey, if there's one thing you could tell people who are going to be listening to this broadcast today who might find themselves with a cancerous tumor, what would you tell them? And I thought his answer was an interesting one. He said, whatever you do, make sure that you at least find out what conventional medicine has to say about your situation. What do they have to offer? He says, you don't have to do it. You don't have to take it. You don't have to follow it. Nobody's going to twist your arm. But at least find out what they have to say. Because to do otherwise is truly to bury your head in the sand and not to have all the answers. So I'm a big believer in marrying the two, which is what I did. You know, I'm such total Ms. Natural. And, you know, I have a show on GCN as well. And I know about all the alternatives. And I never thought I would do, quote, conventional cancer treatment. But when I was diagnosed with cancer, I did the research and I discovered that I would be taking my chances of survival from about 3%, which are horrific, up to higher than 50%. And I believe now I'm up to, you know, 80-90% chance of long-term survival of actually having this cancer not be the thing that finally kills me when I do go. So that's all because I didn't just go to my local cancer center and say, hi, I have cancer, what should I do? I have sought out every possible alternative out there at every turn. One piece of advice I would give women, if you find a lump in your breast, first of all, run, don't walk, to get yourself a mammogram. If you do not have insurance, get yourself a mammogram under the, and you're going to kick me for saying this, Alex, but it's the one time I'm going to mention a federal program. It's the federal breast cancer, I'm going to get it wrong, ovarian and breast cancer screening program. And what this is it's a program where if you don't have insurance and if you're diagnosed with cancer under the program, then the federal government will actually pay for your treatment. Now, I'm not a believer in any of that. I didn't even have insurance when I got to
No, but it's a loophole. People don't know about it. And of course, I mean, you've gone over this. We'll have you on sometime to do a whole hour just on it. But I mean, you did all the alternative, you know, good stuff, the super nutrients.
And what I found was, so first of all, you've got to get diagnosed and figure out what you're dealing with. And then you can start doing the research on your own and figure out, is what they're telling me true? What are my chances? And if you do go conventional, which vastly increases your rates of survival, I mean, there's the evidence is ironclad, rock solid, indisputable. The only problem with doing the conventional chemo and radiation is it's really hard on your body. And so you can have long-term consequences from that. And that's really where I brought in all the alternative and complementary stuff. And the two, if I can just name the two things that have been the cornerstone of my survival program, they have been number one, curcumin. I know you've talked about it before on your radio show. Curcumin is the turmeric extract that has such a powerful anti-cancer capability. It's really cheap. You can buy it online. You can buy it from pretty much any health food
store.
Yeah,
that's what the health ranger says too, and we take it.
You should take it. Anybody with a history of cancer or with cancer in their family should be. You know what I do for my mom? I just have a crystal candy dish on the dining table, and I just buy a jar of or just a bottle of these things, and I put them in the candy dish. And I say, anytime you're sitting there and you're having a meal and you think about it, just take one or two of these things. They're powerful.
And then what else?
When they give curcumin to rats that have been bred to develop prostate cancer, they can't even induce it in them. It's that powerful. So it really
works. It's amazing. Absolutely. I mean, the big danger is going to kooks that have some light bulb machine that's and then you believe that's going to fix it, and then it kills you. You also go to some country hospital. They don't know what they're doing. They fry you. Bad chemo. Certainly, it's got a bad prognosis, but at least it's got some history of knocking stuff out. Then it tends to give you cancer. Statistically, from what I've seen down the road as well.
But only if you don't clean up your lifestyle. See, and this is, I just need to write a book because there's so many pieces to this. You've got to get the cancer out of your body. That's the surgery, chemo, radiation part. And then you've got to change the way you're living, and that's where all the alternative and holistic and natural and all that stuff comes in. Get more sunlight and more exercise and less stress and all the things we know to do. And I take 30, probably 40 pills a day. I'll have to count them. But I take
you said two things. There's the curcumin, and then what else?
The second one to get through cancer treatment is Coriolis mushroom. And it is such a powerful immune system booster. It's incredible.
Catherine, we'll have to do a whole show on this soon. Thank you so much.
That's at my web.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Coming to you live from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, broadcasting worldwide, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Why do we have the name Prison Planet? Well, that's what's being constructed. And that's not my opinion. When I get up here and I talk about world government being established for forced population reduction of 80 to 99%, depending on which globalist policy report you read. That is not my opinion. That is on record. When I say the establishment plans to basically end the family, that is on record as well. And I've made films. We've had countless guests on. When you hear the radical things we talk about here on the broadcast, you need to understand that almost in every case, over 90% of the time, it's something that's already admitted on record. I know it freaked out one of my reporters last week. I said, go look up these notes, pull these articles, since you've already done a report on this, and pull up DynCorp Halliburton, child kidnapping rings, DynCorp running the CPS in most states, CPS having pedophile, convicted pedophiles as their directors in states like Florida and other states in the past. Look up snuff films connected to it. And then about a day later, she was real freaked out by it and said, oh, my God, there's thousands of articles about this. The UN's involved. They're all it's horrible. The government's evil. And I'm like, yes, they're evil. I know. And I think about all the people crying out in the darkness, crying out in bondage, all the women, all the children, all the innocents, crying out to God or just crying out saying, somebody help me. And all these big churches just say, you come here, you pray, you give us money, you do what the government says, you don't make waves, that's how you help the innocent. And the abortion continues, and now the infanticide and the euthanasia of old people, and the television has taken over our culture, and society is breaking down, and decadence is just skyrocketing. And I prayed to God to protect me from the evil this morning and from the insanity that's going to be poured out on the people. I mean, I can intellectually look at everything that's happening and historically where it goes and the cycles of humans, the cycles of decadence that are as accurate as an atomic clock or as the sun coming up in the east and setting in the west. It is absolute fact that we are going to enter into something that looks like a high-tech blending of every tyranny, every oppression, every nightmare system the world's ever seen, with every psychopathic control freak demon, with whatever their flavor of enjoyment is, turned loose on the face of this earth. And I'm just desperately trying to get people ready. I've been trying to hold it back, but I really have come to the realization it is not going to be held back. All we can do is individually try to get ready for it and try to warn others so that if they have eyes to see, ears to hear, they can be warned. And I'm very sad for people. I'm very, very sad for all the tough guy wannabes and all the crazy brave and all the trendies and everybody else. I've just come to the realization that I'm not going to be able to help most people. They're going to put cancer viruses in your children. They're going to kill them early. They're going to put poison in the water. We're probably not going to get that out. They're going to spray our atmosphere and get rid of the ozone layer for whatever reason they're doing it. They already detonated over 100 hydrogen bombs in the upper atmosphere trying to ignite it. Our own government did that. They even have Discovery Channel shows about it with William Shatner. And they'll probably just go ahead and have more reactors melt down. They'll plant GMO everywhere. And you know, it'll go from a 3,000% increase in cancer to a 10,000% increase like it is already in children. It'll just, everybody will just start dying. And that's what everybody wants. And that's what everybody's going to get. So I'm more concerned about the soul of people as I realize that the flesh being attacked is only a symptom of the larger disease. And at a certain point, you just got to put the information out and turn loose. Because I realize fighting with people and desperately trying to wake them up, they've been pre-programmed to withdraw from that. So it's best to just tell people that, well, you've made your decision. Because deep down, they all know the truth. Last night, I went by myself after work at about 7 o'clock to see a movie called The Two Guns, or Two Guns, with Denzel Washington and Mark Wahlberg, because I like both actors. And I knew it would be a mindless shoot-em-up movie. And it wasn't as good as Shooter, where it's really accurate false flag. It isn't over-the-top, the stuff he can do. It's pretty realistic, but one of the best films out there to understand what runs our government. And I don't know Mark Wahlberg, and I haven't tried to get in touch with him, but definitely that guy's picking scripts that, you know, are dealing with what's really going on. This new movie has the CIA dealing with drugs and has the Navy and the Marines dealing drugs and stealing money at the top and has the police involved in it. And the entire government's corrupt and evil and dealing with drugs. And then they go, that's just the way it is. And I guarantee you Wahlberg in Washington probably thought, oh, well, this is good to expose how the world really works. But really, it's just a coming out of the evil. Yeah, the government deals the drugs. Yeah, the government runs everything. And we're still going to put you in a private prison when we catch you using them. And it was shot in Texas, and I even recognized some of the towns. They had the state police in it. It was pretty ridiculous overall. Not a very good movie. It's got the actor that plays Chet in Weird Science. What's his name? What do you mean they cut the power? Yeah, Phil Paxton. Bill Paxton. But that wasn't the issue. When I go see these movies like Olympus, Fallen and stuff, I watch who comes into the movie. And these two special forces guys, but very young, I can even tell if they're special forces, if they're cops, if they're FBI, if they're federal marshals. I mean, I can just profile now. I tested. I asked them. I watch these guys come in and sit down next to me and order their drinks and foods. You can get, you know, food and drinks at this theater. It's Alamo Draft House. It's now going nationwide. It's a great model. And I'm sitting there, and I'm looking in the audience, and I'm watching the police, because I'm actually about a third of the audience was military police. And this is the movies that are targeting them. And there were these Army Rangers sitting next to me. As you can tell, they're like going to, you know, they're trying to go for special forces above that. And I watch them glued to the movie and glued to the programming and glued to the military officers and them getting all chastened like, you know, like my dogs when I come in and get the dinner food out, you know, Pavlovianly, just right there. And I sat there and realized what little boys they were. And at the end, I left a few minutes early because I could tell it was about to end. You know, I walked out. I wanted to miss the crowd and stood there and watched the very end and then walked out. And I said, hey, are you in the Army? And that guy looked at me and went, and of course, these guys even had a little bit longer hair. Because I could tell they were involved in domestic operations. They went to see this movie because, see, this is the mainlining of it all. And then the guy's like, yeah, how do you know that? And I'm sitting there looking. I said, oh, I just, you know, I could tell. And I got up and left. But I went and saw Olympus Has Fallen a few months ago. And I saw the cop who had threatened to arrest me at the Austin airport. This was in far west Austin where I went and saw it just to go analyze it. And I see him walk in with his wife, and he goes and sits down, and he watches the movie, and he's getting tears in his eyes during a fantasy of the White House being attacked and how this is real. And then he goes and works at the airport and imagines the fantasy of real terrorists and North Koreans attacking. And I could pick out the other cops and the other military. I mean, it's just fantasy land, folks. It's fantasy land. One time they had Navy SEALs guarding Bush during the disputed election. And I saw these Navy SEALs walking along, surveilling myself. I already dealt with Secret Service, you name it, covering it down there. And I said, what are Navy SEALs doing here? And they went, Jones, Mike Hansen was standing beside them. They go, we don't know how you know that. And we're blown away. They turned red-faced like I was Zeus or something. I mean, I know what a monarch butterfly looks like. I know what a raccoon looks like. I mean, I know what things look like. I see it a couple times, I know, because you guys are all programmed. You follow a program. You follow a download. You follow a body language. So I know you, because you're not real. You are a biological android. You've not chosen consciousness. You were programmed by television. You're there at the movie to be programmed, reprogrammed, upgraded with your newest baloney, and you are all in there watching a movie where all the government agencies are dealing drugs, and at the end they basically keep the money, or it's left nebulous. And the message is, everybody deals drugs. Everybody, I mean, it's just so ridiculous. And it was all meant to target archetypes of the Mexican drug dealers. It's just so disgusting, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you, the drugs aren't sexy. You know what it is? It's a baby starving to death in a crib with flies all over it. That's your manly drug dealing. And just the ridiculous posing of the guys with their guns and the way they act. And I see the cops and the SWAT teams and the TSA on the streets, all like they've arrived. It's like dress up. Why not just wear a crown like the Queen of England and show up and say you've saved the earth? But, I mean, it shakes me up that now I'm accurate about, well, I mean, I don't know, the last few months, I'll say, so you're a software engineer, which you manage about 50 people, and are like, how do you know that? Well, Austin has a lot of them, and I can see your bearing and, you know, see the way you're acting. And I just see so many software engineers and the way you're acting. But also you have a knowing look, like you've dealt with a lot of people, and you know what torture that is, managing people. I mean, I can profile people like that now, especially government people. I can tell a school teacher. Most of them are nice, but you can tell the one at the park bossing their kids around, acting real weird, looking at you. They'll start a conversation with you just to boss you around. I can tell bureaucrats. I can tell cops when they're off duty out somewhere because they feel uncomfortable. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And I can see all the programming. And the reason it's so easy to tell who you are and what you are and what you've done is because, again, you follow from birth what you've been programmed with. Well, let me tell you what I'm following. I'm following my instinctive programming God gave me. I'm following what my ancestors did. I'm following real survival instincts. And I've accessed a weapons platform that all of us actually have. All of you are intelligent, ladies and gentlemen, if you ever taught how to use it. And we are weapon systems to adapt and overcome all those terms. But it all becomes a bunch of meaningless chimpanzee behavior where they all bow down to the head gorilla. That's what the police are, the military, all these fake hierarchies are for people that are followers. And most people are followers at one level or another. But these are hyper followers where you don't have any of your own consciousness. And you are totally in bondage. And the public is sold that somebody who's in the Navy SEALs or Special Forces is like a Superman and another person. Let me tell you, their discs go out in their back, they can't get out of bed just like you. And most of them are little boys who physically can train and do a bunch of stuff and have been told they're Supermen so that they believe they can do more when nobody else is told they can do more. See, and they're totally expendable to be used and then basically discarded. And that's why they target former special forces, number one, the most surveilled group in this country, because when they become men and become older, then they understand the propaganda. And then they're truly dangerous because now they're conscious. Now they're tying in to their instincts, their ancestors, everything that is a real man or is a real woman. And that's what the globalists fear, is that you'll simply go back to being a human, and it's magnificent. We're made in the image of the Creator. And I'm sorry to do 47 minutes of preaching here today. I've got all this incredibly important news. It's just important to realize that when you serve the New World Order, consciously, all of us make compromises. Nobody's perfect. I'm not some Pharisee up here judging people. If your heart's in the right place, that's what God judges. But when you start to move to make the attempt to change things, there are also good forces in this universe, and providence will come to your aid. But you need to know you're not your own man. You're not your own woman. If you believe the hype of Hollywood and the devilish music that targets little girls, they already targeted the men with soft Satanism in the 80s and 90s. They're now targeting 8-year-old girls with sexualized Satanism in every major rap and rock and roll and pop music out there. And the people go public and say, I've been told to do this, or I won't be on television. Why is that? Because the devil is real, ladies and gentlemen. Call it a space alien, whatever you want to call it. There is a dark energy in this universe that wants to destroy humanity. And God has given us free will to decide what we choose. And again, even if you don't believe in spiritual things, there is evil. The atheist will tell you there isn't evil. That we're all just biological androids that are programmable. Okay, well then why do the globalists want to program us? Because see, they believe they have free will. They want to take my free will. I do have free will. The great mystery is, do all of us have free will? There is undoubtedly free will that runs stronger in certain bloodlines. The establishment knows that as well. I have found the controllers themselves, actually the most evil, are not even operating at any level as what you'd call a human, possession, whatever you want to call it. They do not have free will. Some of their top generals, some of their top enforcers have free will because they need the speciality of free will and the depth it brings to be able to defeat those of us that have free will. But if anyone asks what my mission is, it is to try to get you to unlock your mind, to ask God into your heart. You're not going to find in these churches, but you will find when you ask God to come to your aid, because God is waiting to come to your aid. And that's what this society and this world needs. I'm done preaching. When we come back, exclusive Reuters. The FBI is with the NSA tracking everything you do, including petty crime, with the NSA system. Of course they are. See, it's all the coming out here. Of course, they don't stop the petty crime. They only have a few snacks for public consumption. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
We're going to ride. We're going to ride. And the sun may burn into a cinder.
I'm going to chase the sky forever. The woman and the stallion and the wind.
And the sun may burn into a cinder.
And the sun's going to burn into a cinder.
Before we ever pass this way again.
Before we ever pass this way again.
And I'm gonna ride.
And we're gonna ride.
We're gonna ride.
We're gonna ride.
Ride like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds.
Ride like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds. With the devil close behind. We're gonna ride.
The old Johnny Cash is riding. We're going to be like they are. Make no mistake. Ladies and gentlemen, let me get to the big breaking news. And we're going to have a guest coming on who's stood up and done the right thing and got a lot of attention. But look at these headlines. Exclusive, they tell you. It's really not exclusive. Now it's safe for the controlled press that they've been authorized to report on this to put out what's actually been going on for at least 20 years. Everything you do on the phone, cell phone, faxes, then emails is all tracked. And it's then handed out to local police at the threat fusion centers. U.S. directs agents to cover up program used to investigate Americans. A secret of U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. Yeah, it's so secret they've got a substation a half mile from my house. And they all think they're movie stars. I drive by, they got all these new Corvettes and stuff they use to set people up. And all these women, these good-looking women they've got as operatives. You drive by them and they've always got their sunglasses standing around the parking lot talking to each other. They're all movie stars. You're all walking dead. You've already been injected with cancer viruses by your masters. A bunch of government drug dealers. Anyways, excuse me, let's continue here. They use this. The NSA, I told you, is to control the drug trade and take down anybody who doesn't pay their cut. But it doesn't matter. You're agents with the government, and you drive Corvettes, so it's okay. A secretive U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration unit is funneling information from intelligence intercepts, wiretaps, informants. I read some article where in 5,000 plus crimes were allowed to be committed just in one area by the FBI, by their informants. Oh, yeah, their informants can kill whoever they want. Informants and a massive database of telephone records to authorities, not servants, they're authorities, across the nation to help them launch criminal investigations of Americans. And it goes on to admit that it's non-terror related. Although these cases were rarely involved national security issues, documents reviewed by Reuters show that law enforcement agents have been directed to conceal how such investigations truly began, not only from defense lawyers, which is totally illegal, but also sometimes from prosecutors and judges. Yeah, because they haven't been let in on everything yet. As I told you, folks, I told you most police aren't let in on this, even at the threat fusion centers. Let me explain. It goes on to say that once they've already got the data without warrants, they go and create or recreate a fake investigation. What did I tell you about the millions of wiretaps where they do a rubber stamp? That's only done phase two. After they've already got the data, they then go recreate the fake investigation. And now they're just getting rid of that entirely. And, of course, this is all designed to also plant stuff on your computer. They planted on over 20,000 Defense Department employees, last time I checked, child porn, and they come in and tell them they planted it, and they better do what they're told now. Instead of all those people just standing up and saying, you planted it, they're all going to do what they're told, and it's the end of the country. The updated document, how many times have you heard me say this? Hundreds? The un- undated documents show the federal agents are trained to recreate the investigation trail to effectively cover up where the information originated, a practice that some experts say violates the defendant's constitutional right to a fair trial. It's not that. They got the info illegally to begin with and created a fraudulent new investigation.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.